You and the people who go missing. You were the child who immediately perceived anyone who stayed overnight even once as part of the family. You felt terrible when someone left, when someone went home, when someone did not come along. You were the child who always wanted more people to appear and never wanted anyone to disappear. You were still that child, and every year you would organize giant parties in the countryside, where people would have to stay the night, because it would be impossible to get back to the city the same evening. You and your one special friend. As if you came home every evening and a very special friend were waiting for you. You would tell him all of the things that had happened to you that day. You would tell him everything, every action, every email, every significant change in tone you could think of. You would tell him about the tiniest of thoughts, as long as it were charged with meaning. You would talk for hours. Your friend would occasionally ask questions because it was important that he would understand everything. In the end, you would talk about this very conversation with this special friend, whom to talk to would lay every thought to rest. Then you would be in the know, and you would be at peace with everything exactly as it had happened. Everything that had come about that day would be over. It would be stored in the correct archive drawer in your head, and thus for the moment, you would forget it completely and fall asleep without a single additional thought.